In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's coolest conversations time in Little Stephen's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. And please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. I'll be speaking shortly with Michael Monroe, former lead singer and frontman for Finland's Hanoi Rocks. He has a new upcoming solo album due out next month, February the 20th, titled Outer Stellar. And one of its singles, Rockin' Horse, is a recent coolest song in the world. Let's give it a listen, and then I'll be back with Michael for your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Time for your coolest conversations with Little Stephen's Underground Garage. And my guest is Michael Monroe, multi-instrumentalist. He was the frontman in Hanoi Rocks, but he's pursued a solo career going on since the late 80s. His 13th solo album, Outer Stellar, is due out Friday, February the 20th. And it features this week's coolest song of the world, Rockin' Horse. Happy New Year, Michael. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm doing great.
Well, how did you spend New Year's Eve?
Staying home and, well, I went to visit some friends and some close friends that I don't mind spending the rest of the year with. Don't they say that you spend the rest?
And that's in Finland?
In Finland, yeah, Finland. I live in Finland.
In Finland. And where in Finland are you right now?
Well, I'm half an hour outside Turku in Naantali.
So, New Year's Eve, you're spending it with friends. Is there anything in Finland that they do about any New Year's tradition that's unique to Finland?
Well, they're having less fireworks because they're being considerate of animals, which is great. Animals suffer from fireworks, from the noise, the dogs and cats. And, you know, people take their pets to see fireworks, which is crazy. You know, they freak out. So, but I'm outside the city now. I live in the city of Turku. It used to be the capital. I was born in Helsinki. That's the capital of Finland. But I've been living in Turku now since I moved back from America. I lived in the countryside for a while, from Manhattan, from 10 years in Manhattan straight to the Finnish countryside in the middle of nowhere. I'm a man of extremes, you see. And
yes.
Here I found a place about three years ago. I found a place by a lake here in it's a countryside, but it's like half an hour outside. I still have my city apartment, but I just don't want to leave here. I want to spend my time here because it's nice and peaceful.
Oh, man, it sounds very sweet. So, New Year's, are you one of these, do you ever make New Year's resolutions? Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, one, not to make any New Year's resolutions.
Ah, excellent. That's the only one I've ever been able to keep myself.
Yes, me too.
Well, all right, let's talk about this, our coolest song in the world this week, Rockin' Horse. Your tune is off the upcoming album, Outer Stellar. As I mentioned, it's due out February the 20th. So the song's lyrics talking about rising above, never giving up, loving rock and roll.
you quote your album title in the lyrics, not faking it, your older album title. So I'm guessing the song is you. It's about you, right? Your journey, your rock and roll thing.
Yeah, yeah. And get off of your high horse if you think you're better than someone else.
Well, yeah. Oh, I love that. Get up, not the high horse, but the rocking horse.
Yeah, the rocking horse.
Well, what compelled you to write it? Why did you have to tell the story?
We wrote the song together with the whole band, but the lyrics idea was Steve Conte's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it suited me. It made it fit me. So it's about me. Even if the guys write lyrics, they write so that they fit my, because, you know, I had to have some content to sing about. It's got to be believable, and to in order to be able to sing with conviction, I had to have something to say. But yeah, it's about me. My life in general, I was just a lot of imitations. Yeah, it's a lot of references that fit my life. But then again, you don't want to be too specific with lyrics because people take them, once they're out there, people own the song. So it can mean something different to them. Once I had a person come and analyze lyrics of a song of mine, I had no idea that that's what it was about. But to this person, it was.
Right.
And it had, like, changed their lives. And I was like, yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you.
And so initially it was Conte, Steve Conte, that came up with the idea?
No. Steve Conte had an old lyric that he said that he could use on this one. And we applied it to this, and it worked. It was perfect. So it was kind of like a rap. It's actually like a rap song, isn't it?
Right, right. And I was digging the music video for it, too. It's got you kind of as the host of a morning show.
Yeah, for the first time ever without eye makeup completely. And we didn't recognize each other. We were at the video. We were just having a lot of fun because Lee Brooks, the director, Lee as in L-E-I-G-H, Lee Brooks, he it was his idea that we get into this character. So we were like, yeah, we had so much fun. It was in the afternoon. We had a gig. It was about a year ago. I mean, actually, 1.5 years ago now. Well, over a year ago, we were in England. We played in London. Little Steven was at the show in London at the Electric Ballroom. And as a matter of fact, on the second single, Disconnected, Steven is in the video. But unless you don't, I mean, he's on the balcony watching the show. So okay, if you know he's there, you can see
that. That one's done up like you're playing in a lot, like a live venue, and you guys are going back
live. Yeah, that was Disconnected. Yeah, it's just like a live video. But in any case, next day we drove to Wolverhampton. No, we had a gig in Wolverhampton, and on the way there, we stopped at this studio and we were filming stuff. We got into these characters, and Sammy was like next to me and at the door. But when I got to the studio, I was like, "Oh, go ahead." You know, I thought it was somebody else. I was, wait a minute, Sammy? What? Michael?
Right. When you say Sammy, you're saying Sammy Yafa.
My bass player, Sammy Yafa. Yes. So we didn't recognize each other. We were laughing, having a great time.
So we talked about some of the lyrics and inspiration for the lyrics, and we just gave a good run through the about the video. The music for that, when you said it's almost kind of rappish, how did that develop?
We were at this place with two summers ago. We were at this place that we got to rent. The Musicians Union in Finland, they have things like you can rent a house if you're lucky. It's kind of like lottery if you get it, but. We applied for it a couple of summers, and you can spend like 5 days in this nice building in about an hour outside Helsinki, kind of in the country, peaceful place, where we could sort of start songs from scratch for the first time since the Horns and Halos album in 2013. We haven't been able to like be in the same room and start songs from scratch. We've been, because of COVID and everything, we've been writing stuff, you know, long distance. And so... So we started jamming, came up with this riff, and that's how that song came together. Another song on the album, which is one of my favorites also, this is the first song on the album, the last song of the album called One More Sunrise. It's 7 minutes and 40 seconds long. And it's great. And it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel long. It's great. So we just figured it was fun to be able to, you know, write, be in a room with the whole band and all the guys and then start songs from scratch. That's always the best. So, but everybody lives all around the world, you know. Steve Conte lives in New York. Rich Jones lives in Toronto. And Carl Rockfist is in Spain, and Sammy is in Spain most of the time, sometimes in Finland. So getting everyone together in one place is a bit of a challenge. So that's why we never rehearse.
I want to ask about the producer. That is, was Dave Draper, is that right?
No, he was the mixer. The producer is okay. No one.
No one.
Produced by no one. Produced by nobody.
Well, yourselves.
Well, ourselves always. But I mean, this project went on, the whole record. It wasn't like going into a studio and recording an album. This has gone on for like the past 3 years at least, coming together. It was like we had a deadline already like 2 years ago. Supposed to be the final deadline. It's coming out this 2 summers ago. It was supposed to come out the final finished album, but things just didn't happen that way. So you can't push the river. You can't force it.
No. Yeah, the baby's born when the baby's born. Can't rush the baby.
Yeah. At one point, we were going to go to Sammy's house in Spain and record it there. Then we weren't ready yet. I didn't feel that. And then we went into the studio after. One of the songs is from 2019, Pushing Me Back. One song is from the One Man Gang sessions, 2019. That's left over. It was supposed to be in the last album, but then it didn't fit in the end, and it fit this one. And a few of the songs are from demo sessions we did at our guitar player Bobby's studio in Helsinki. Three songs from those sessions that we figured sounded fine. Even Rockin' Horse was a demo originally, but then we thought, yeah, it's good. Let's put it out.
How many songs are total on the album?
12.
Well. And the Dave Draper guy, so you said he mixed it.
Yeah, no, Dave Draper came in after we had been working on this for forever, and it wasn't really, it went on so long that, we needed a mixer to put it all together. And Dave Draper, God bless him, I'm so glad I found him. He's my man from now on, all right?
Well, we're familiar with him as does a lot of stuff with Ryan Hamilton. That's how we know him. So I've spoken with Dave before. So how did you get hooked up with Mr. Draper?
Well, it was he'd been doing some Wild Heart stuff too. And Rich Jones knew who he was. But our current manager, I have for the first time since my solo career, since I started my solo career, for the first time ever, I have a great manager now. So that's promising. Gavin McCoy, he's my manager, and he's the first great manager I've had since I started my solo career. So maybe things are looking up, business-wise too, because I've always delivered the music and all the other stuff is in place. So now I have a great manager. But he suggested, two guys, and Dave Draper was clearly the guy, and I thought he was fantastic. And he has been doing, the guys are saying, well, he's doing a lot of rock stuff and he's a rock guy. And I don't have a feeling because we had him do a test mixing of Rockin' Horse. And I thought he totally kicked ass. And I thought, he's the guy. And I felt, since there's a lot of verses, there's quite a few different styles that, of course, I like to reinvent myself. And we like to reinvent our sound and never do the same album a second time. So there's a lot of versatility and stuff. So, and the guys thought, get another guy because he's a rock, Draper's a rock guy. But no, I had a feeling he had been waiting to do something a little bit more versatile, a little different. He was loving this record, and it was totally a perfect a combination. And I never knew about audio. What was that? The audio sound, what do you call it? The mixing when you do audio movers. But you can have the mix in your head. I mean, he calls me on a WhatsApp video call, and then
right.
He sends me a link, and then I get through the link. I can get to the mix. I can have the mix in my headphones, so we can do that long distance. He's in England, I'm in Finland, but I have the mix here. And I can talk to him and say, okay, a little bit more vocal, less vocal, this guitar louder, more high end, or this and that. All the moves you can make right there. We had like sessions from like English time, I guess 7 to 9 in my time, 9 to 11 Finnish time, in the mornings. We had a few of those, and we were done. I mean, he was really, really great, fantastic job.
Have you ever met him in person then?
Yeah, we met in we were doing a tour last spring in the UK, and he came to the Brighton show. I saw him there, and talked about the record and stuff. And that was, I showed him a couple of things there in person, but it was, he's just, I love the guy. He's the best. He's really the best mixer I've had. And I think we have a long future. May God allow us to live that long. Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
We talked some about the album and the coolest song. And I know there's a big event happening, you know, in our underground garage world next April, right? We're going to be on the boat, the big cruise.
Yes, finally, finally on the cruise. Okay. Yes.
So have you ever been on a cruise before?
Not on the Underground Garage cruise, no.
But you've been on cruises. You've played on cruises.
I have. I have played on cruises, but this is a special one, right?
It is a special one. So first, what do you like about performing on a cruise? What do you look forward to about it?
Well, it's fun to be on a boat, and it's always a bit different. Yeah, depending on where we play. We played some cruises from, like, this is the one that, we were on... a while ago, at least, from well, it goes to the Bahamas and back from Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the same trip? But there,
well, last year the first one was going from Miami to Nassau, so that was going to the Bahamas. But next April it'll be going from Miami to Mexico, to Cozumel, Mexico.
Oh wow!
Yeah, have you ever?
I've never been to Mexico.
You've never been to Mexico?
No.
Oh well, this is great. This will be your first time. You know, it's like a whole country there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, a gig's a gig, of course, but especially the Underground Garage, you know, we belong there. You know?
That's absolutely. Yeah, they're going to get, I think maybe they're going to give you a captain's hat, too. I don't know if they'll let you steer
captain's
the boat.
Captain's hat? That'd be fine.
I think you'd look good in a captain's hat.
I've had captain's hat, all kinds of hats. I have hats with my name flashing on it and all kinds of, yeah, I'm a hat guy. And Hanoi Rocks was, someone says we're a hair metal. We're never hair, first of all, we were not metal or hair. We were a hat band, if anything. We had coolest hats. Anyway, but yeah, captain hat will be fine. I'll be the captain.
Oh, yeah, not just the captain, but you'll be the cat in the hat.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I'll cap the hat and I'll have the cap and I'll be sure to steer you wrong.
No, I like that. All right. So we're doing the cruise. You've done those before. You're looking forward to doing the upcoming one. So that's April the 3rd through the 7th. And
yeah.
Folks that are interested in booking or finding out more information about it, it's online. It's undergroundgaragecruise.com. So that's several nights at sea. Is there any way that you're going to try and work that, parlay that into doing some shows in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had to, because of my knee problem, I'm going to have the operation, actually, in the next couple of weeks because I've been healing it in now for a couple of months, and it's have to have the keyhole surgery.
I didn't know anything was the matter with your knee, but it's...
Oh, yeah. We had a 5-week tour in the States, and it was canceled because of my knee, just in September or October. Yeah. So we're definitely coming back there, but there's nothing concrete that I can say right now, but we're definitely working on getting on a tour as soon as possible in the States, because we came there last spring. This is family... Yeah, we played there last spring, and it was great. It was a couple of weeks, and it was fantastic. And L.A. Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. Had a, you know, Slash came up to jam, and Jim Dandy from Black Oak, Arkansas. We did rock and roll.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go.
That was great. And yeah, we had a great tour, and we were going to follow up with this tour, but unfortunately my knee, you know, the injury happened last April, actually, and it's still been bothering me. So I've got to fix that, and... then I'll be as good as new.
All right.
So with winter, and actually the holidays, I'll be recovering from my operation. That's what I'll be doing over the holidays. But yeah, and then I'll be as good to go. So the album comes out February 20th, right?
February 20th, that's what we're saying. And then the boat will be sailing in April. And you're
sailing in April, and then as soon as freaking possible, we'll come to the States and keep on rocking.
Well, let's talk about this. The other single that's off the album is available right now. We'll go out with this is the track Disconnected. And the quote that I find online about you talking about is technology was supposed to bring people closer together when, in fact, people are more disconnected than ever. So your solution to that is what?
Rock and roll will save the world.
Yeah.
and the live moment. I mean, it's all become so sort of superficial and so so much crap going around. People can convince somebody. And there's so much lying and stuff, and everybody's an expert. There's more opinions. Everybody's got an opinion about everything, and everyone thinks they're experts because they're reading Google. And there's not even there's more experts than subjects to talk about. Actually, there's all kinds, and always negative. It's always so easy to sag somebody off instead of speaking highly of someone. You say something nice about somebody, you have something positive to say, people go, oh, wait a minute, oh, positive? Remember that? Because it's some for some reason, it's so easy to slag people, especially famous people. But people have gotten more disconnected, and music has become such a processed, manufactured, machine-like stuff, the push button, that the live music is even more valuable than ever now. The live band and that being in that moment in the live in that live situation, the interaction between the band and the audience, that's something that you can't duplicate or recreate on computer.
Right. So you make, I mean, in the live setting, you're able to make a direct connection.
Yes, and that's what we live for, those moments.
Disconnected. So, is this a song? What was the genesis of this? Was this were you feeling about this disconnection in general? Or did you guys come together and were working on a riff and then you thought about it, or?
Oh, no. Ain't no heart in a static cage, ain't no soul on the empty stage. You have an empty stage with a guy talking with a laptop and a table, and they're talking and not even saying anything. I mean, rap music was great originally. I had a message and stuff. It was like, you know, shaking up the establishment and stuff. But now they have even nothing to say. And you have an empty stage with the guy walking around because, and fashion, I'm anti-fashion because that also ruins everything. And music business, record companies encourage the categories. You know, of course, they want to categorize everything. Oh, this is grunge. As soon as something has a name, it's over in my books, because then everyone tries to sound like, for example, Nirvana, the grunge thing, you know, Nirvana, great band, fantastic. But then there's two million bands trying to sound like them because they think, oh, that's the ticket to fame and fortune. And money and fame is never the right, that's the wrong motivation right from the start. You're making a big mistake there. And then you have like 2 million bands trying to sound like Nirvana, never as good as the original, but sort of sounding the same. And that's what's destroying creativity. And I think that's a very one of the biggest reasons I even moved out of America. I figured, you know, music has no business in the music business. It's all about business. So we're trying to keep music alive and trying to keep people in their senses and just maintain their hearts and feelings, real feelings, and none of this artificial crap and pretentious and superficial stuff that thank God I'm not a kid this day and age, because they must be pretty lost.
But specifically with this tune, when did it come together? Because you were talking about, you know, other stuff on the album, demos, and some of the songs going back several years.
I forgot. It's been 3 freaking years. I can't remember when anything came together. I was just trying to remember where everything was recorded. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
I don't have details like that.
But do you know if do you recall if was this something that came together out of a jam, or did somebody have?
Oh, no. It's Rich Jones.
Rich Jones. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So did he write the song in its entirety? Okay.
Yeah, that was a Rich Jones song. Yeah. Everybody's I encourage everyone to write in the band and as much as possible, and then choose the best songs, regardless of who wrote them.
Right.
Best songs go on the album, as long as they're our songs and they're original. We had like 40 songs to choose from, 45 songs to choose from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's tons and tons of stuff. And to find the entirety has to work. So I put together I didn't even know we had an album as an entirety until like last spring.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how is it all going to work together. And I put a track listing together, like the end of a tour in the UK. And Steve Conte, Steve joined me on it a little bit, but then he said he thought the first song should have been, oh, you haven't heard the whole album. Sorry, there's no point in me telling
you. Right.
But yeah, then that's when I thought, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I think, yes, it can work as a whole. And choosing these songs, it's crucial, of course. What songs go where, and there's got to be a beginning and an end, because I still like to make albums.
Right. Well, tell me some about, we're going to take a listen to Disconnected in a moment, but you wanted to, you were describing this, the album's closer, the 7-minute long song. One more sunrise.
Yeah.
What's the title again?
One More Sunrise.
One More Sunrise. And what was the inspiration for that?
That we just started working on a song, thinking that there's no limits. There's no need to keep it on 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, come up with, okay, well, wait a minute, let's go there. And it builds. And it starts to, it's kind of, yeah, there's a new part that comes in, but it's hard to explain. You just got to listen to the song. It just came together. We started in the same room. We started working on it, and I thought, hey, let's do this part here, the sax. I started singing a melody, and okay, here's a verse. And then we went on, and we just developed as we went along in the same room with all the guys. And it's like, okay, let's go here, and I'll go to the piano part. We have Morgan Fisher, actually, he's playing the piano on it, who was in Mata Hoople, the piano.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he plays the piano on Hanoi Rocks' Malibu Beach as well. So.
Oh, cool. Well, we look forward to that. But right now, I've got to say, you know, man, Michael, thank you so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So next, I see you, I'll be giving you a hearty ahoy matey.
All right. You got it.
That's right, because be on the boat. Okay. Well, we're going to take a listen now. It's the Michael Monroe Band off the upcoming album Outer Stellar with Disconnected in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Disconnected. That's Michael Monroe here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. And the tune is a recent single from his upcoming album, Outer Stellar, due out February the 20th. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Michael for joining us on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing our podcast. Next time around, I'll be checking in and speaking with Charlie Starr of Atlanta, Georgia's Blackberry Smoke. That's your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy.
Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.